Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we've got another really big show. We hear a tune from an album by Jan and Dean in our good time segment that's celebrating its 60th anniversary in 2024. Beth Riley has a deep track from the Beach Boys in her Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break. We start a new segment called Head to Head. Two artists take on the same song. And as always, we'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Let's start things off with a tune from the Shirawaji Records release, A Seahorse of a Different Color, Our Pals, The Breakers, and Escaping Through the Window.
Hey there, music lovers. This is Isaac Stanford from Slowey and the Boats, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Thank you.
That's brand new from Slowey and the Boats, Si Tu Vois Ma Mère. Hey, more new music in 2024 on the way from Slowey and the Boats as well. Our Jam and James Jukebox Selection of the Week is a killer tune. One piano man taking on another. It's when this artist used to be in a band before going solo. It's from 1969 on United Artists label. The answer and the song coming up later. Up next, new from the Nut Jumpers, this is Blue Voodoo.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Tune in, turn it up, and let the summer vibes flow with Catching a Wave.
Train up.
We're having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Guitar Me of One from the Wave Files album, a tune called The Sea and the Seventh Veil of Surveillance. Also in the mix, new from The Roots and a single, Train of Thought. Time now for our Good Times segment. This segment definitely puts the good time in good time rock and roll. We've got a tune by Jan and Dean that's celebrating its 60th anniversary in 2024. The Little Old Lady from Pasadena was released in 1964 on Liberty Records. Most of the Wrecking Crew played on this one as well. The whole album is great, but go Granny go. I just gotta play the title cut because it's still fun after all these years. Jan and Dean, the Little Old Lady from Pasadena, celebrating its 60th anniversary on our Good Time segment.
Hi, this is Dean Torrance, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
It's the Little Old Lady from Pasadena. The Little Old Lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenias.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock Dodge.
And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena.
She drives me fast and she drives me hard.
She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her.
We'll be right back.
from their self-titled release, The Joyful Hope and Crimson Weed. Also in the mix, from the newly released EP, Peel Sessions 1995, it's Man or Astroman and Put Your Finger in the Socket. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is a killer tune, One Piano Man covering another wild piano man, and of course he's covering the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis to be exact. It's when this artist was in this particular band before going solo later. It's from 1969 on United Artists label. We'll hear the answer and the song coming up later, but right now it's time to hit the waves with my favorite DJ, Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song can be found on the Beach Boys' MIU album. It was written by Brian Wilson, Mike Love, and Ron Altbach. Let's catch the party wave with Bells of Paris. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Penny in her like a wishing well. Feed the pigeons in the park near Tour Eiffel.
Bells are ringing, soul of France. Bells are singing of romance.
There's a chapel, Sacré-Cœur, and quaint Montmartre. In the open air, the painter show their art. In a restaurant, sip a Beaujolais. What a perfect way to spend a lovely day.
Bells are ringing, soul of France. Bells are singing of romance.
Sunday morning, hear the bells of Notre Dame. Watching Belgian Fee and the handsome gendarme near the Arc de Triomphe on the Champs-Élysées. Coffee or croissant in a sidewalk cafe. Some people go to see the races at Deauville, or weekend by the racing tides of Mont-Saint-Michel. Some take the Tour de Chartres on an auto bus, while the riders and the artists never leave Montparnasse.
James Riley.
You're crazy. Just like Murdoch.
And you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. You just heard The Beatles and the 2023 remix of You Can't Do That. That's from the newly released and expanded version of their double red album, 1962-1966. Perhaps you either got that one or the blue release this Christmas. If you did, you know how amazing these sound. Up next, from their release called Program, Amphibian Man, and the tune Reaction. that's new from Chrome Castle, their Future Fiction album, and the song Lucky Bee, also new from Monster Wave, and the title cut to their release, Pazuzu Luau. How about we ring the bell and go head to head? Head to Head is a fun new segment where we play a couple of versions of a song by two different artists, and you let me know which one you dig the most. Hard to pick with this first one. California Sun is a tune originally done by the Rivieras in 1964. We'll hear a blistering version of it by Dick Dale from his 1994 album Unknown Territory. But first, from their 1977 release, Leave Home, it's California Sun by Ramones. It's the Ramones and Dick Dale on Head to Head. You let me know the winner.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Catching a Wave with my man Jammin' James Riley. That's my daddy's name, James.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. The record this week is a killer tune. One piano man taking on another. It's when he was in this band before going solo. It's from 1969 on United Artists label. The band is The Hassles, led by a young Billy Joel covering the Jerry Lee Lewis classic Great Balls of Fire on the Jammin' James Jukebox. That's Los Reverb in a cool new tune called Fat Fenders. Also in the mix, a song called Seagull by a cool band called Playa Amarillo. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. Always love to hear from you. And you can hear us from the West Coast beaches of California to the East Coast Bronx in New York and all over the world. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.